Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Kay.
Good evening.
We just want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. Whether you're tuned in on Blog Talk Radio or whether you dialed in at 845-277-9094 or you're online at www.blogtalkradio, Chaos Talk with Derek Oliver. We're live. We just want to wish everyone a happy Monday. And for all those that's out and supporting us, we just want to say thank you so much. First and foremost, we want to give honor to the Lord who is the head of our life and just say thank you, Lord, for waking us up, giving us activity of our limbs and waking us up in our right frame of mind. Also, I want to send shout outs to my sponsors, Pepsi, Royal Caribbean, Pizza Hut, Finish Line, Outback Steakhouse, and Brentwood Publishing. We just want to send a shout out to them. And for all those that may be going on a cruise with us, it's August 27th, the Chaos Cruise, August 27th to August 30th this year, 2021. And if you want to know, just go to my Facebook page and it's posted there, the phone number and all you got to do to register to go on the cruise with us. Now, with that all being said, we're going to, next week, very important announcement, it's the holiday weekend. We will not be on the air on Monday, May 31st. We will not be on the air Monday, May 31st, which is next Monday. So we'll be off that Monday, just FYI for your information. Next Monday, we will not be on the air. Also today, we're going to do a great, hopefully we have a great short show tonight. We're going to be getting into that. Before we get into that, I just, again, want to thank all those that support Chaos, and I will appreciate you, and I just want to say thank you. And our normal week is a schedule. All throughout the week, nothing has changed. I just want to get through all of that. Our weekly schedule is the same as always. Tomorrow night will be Bible study at 7 p.m., and thus for the rest of the week, Thursday will be Omar. Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries that Thursday at 7 and Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We'll be on the air, 9 a.m. Sunday morning. Whew, that's a lot. With that being said, also just want to just say, again, thank all those that are supporting us. We're going to a different direction, a bigger, broader direction with the Chaos is doing, and hopefully I'll have about 2 minutes to explain everything and the new shows and all that towards the end of the show because I don't want you to forget. But other than that, we're going to open up with prayer and get right into the word, and here we go. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you right now, Father God. We want to thank you, Father God, for giving us the wisdom and the knowledge to present your word, Father God, the way you would have us do it, Father God. Father God, if there's anything in me or Kate is not right, we ask that you take it out right now, Father God. Any sins that we may have committed, knowing and unknowing, we ask for your forgiveness. Father God, give that listener the ear to hear the word, Father God. And Father God, we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now I'm going to turn it over to Kay, and she's gonna jump off with what we're talking about. It. The reason I play Mary Mary is the God in me it's going to be pretty much what we're talking about.
All right. Amen. Amen.
And that's a God with a capital G.
Capital G, no lowercase.
All right.
We talked about that lowercase last week, too. So, yeah, capital G this week. All right. So I was talking to my granddaughter earlier today, and, you know, we're winding down to the last 2 days of school. And she mentioned that they're going to be playing tug of war tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, the game, like, me and my husband was telling her, make sure she use her muscles and, you know, and try to pull to win the game. So with that, I'm going to just go into where I'm going to go. So every day we face some type of battle. Some days the battle is obvious. Others it's more of a subtle battle. And some days we don't even notice the battle at all. So we have emotional battles. Whether it's love, pain, disappointment, we have mental battles, physical battles, and mental battles. So today we're going to talk a little bit about all. And to sum it up, it's flesh versus the spirit. So with that game of tug of war, it's an ongoing daily battle that have consequences, whether they're good or bad consequences. And it's kind of like the tug of war between the flesh and the spirit. At any given time, you can follow the spirit or you can follow your flesh. So it's tug of war. I'm sorry. And if I can read Colossians 3:2 tells us to set our mind on things above, not on earthly things. So if we keep that in mind, if we try to bring that into the forefront of our mind when we're dealing with a situation, and let the spirit lead us and not so much the flesh. So tonight we're going to be talking about pretty much just four different choices that we deal with on any given day. So I'll introduce the choice, and then we'll talk about the choice. So if you want to write them down at any given time. So the first choice that we're going to talk about is our own choice, our will. It's our pride, our selfishness, anything that we want to do. That's the first choice we're going to discuss. So a lot of the times we do things because we want to do them. We just want to do it. There's no rhyme or reason to it. It feels good, and we just want to do it. So those are choices that we make on our own. So that's one of the choices that we deal with. Another choice is, you know, other people making decisions for us. We may ask them for advice. We may ask them, or they can be teaching us something. It could be a pastor, a leader. It could be your spouse, other voices. So there are other voices that we hear when we make choices. Or it could be the voice of the enemy. The enemy likes to speak to us as well. So, and then the final voice is the most important voice, and that's the voice of the Lord. So we have four different choices that we can choose at any given time, any given day. So it's up to us which one of those voices that we listen to and which choice we'll make throughout the day. First choice that I mentioned, the choice of our own. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So that tells you right now, right there, listening to your own voice, not going to work. You have to trust in the Lord at all times, just like Proverbs 3:5-6 says. So I'm going to introduce that. I'm going to let my husband elaborate a little bit more on, you can choose any of those choices that you want to dig into. And
I'm just because, you know, we're transparent here, and I just like for people to understand that we're learning. As we get this, we're learning and bringing up a conversation, and we got a lot going on in our family right now. And there's a lot of choices in my head and trying to separate it from the flesh and what I think is right compared to letting the Lord lead and guide. It's very important that myself, along with you listening, that we allow the Lord to do his will instead of us doing our will. And the biggest struggle of tug of war I'm having is I think I'm right. And sometimes the Lord could be telling me to go a different way, but I want to go my way because I'm caught up in what I got going on. I'm caught up in the flesh, And sometimes we could be so caught up in a situation, and I'm at the point in some of these things I got going on is a lot of the stuff I got going on is I wanted to be, if you know when that person cross you or you know something is coming up, and I'm like, if this comes up, I'm premeditating what my response is going to do. And it's not being directed by God's will. It's what I think I should do because it feels good to me, and I'm in the flesh. You know, we have a lot of family coming in for the weekend. That some is already here. We have some coming through for the rest of the week, plus other issues going on in my life that I'm not going to use the word stressful, but it's if I don't keep a spiritual mind, I'm going to choose I might want to do what I want to do. I might get advice for somebody else, but at the end of the day, I have to follow what the Lord wants me to do. Christian, and because I've been a Christian a long time following the Lord, I'll lean to a brother or I lean to someone that's close to the cross or they're close to Christ, but they're going to tell me what I want to hear, not what thus says the Lord. We have to be careful of that as well. They may mean well, but sometimes we want people to agree with our situation instead of telling us the truth, if I should say that. I hope I'm making sense. Am I making sense or I sound like I'm rambling?
No, a lot of times we do want, because we want our, you know, this flesh wants to feel good. So if somebody is cheering us on, saying, yeah, do that. And deep down inside, you know you shouldn't be doing that. But because of the hype of everybody around you, they're cheering you on or they're pushing you, saying, go, you got it. But the Lord is really telling you, no, you need to chill. I understand that you think you at this level and you think you right here, but you need to chill because that's not where I'm trying to lead you. So we can get caught up with our own agendas. We can get caught up with, you know, I think we were discussing earlier how if somebody came to you with something and, you know, I'm a type of person that I don't say nothing right then and there, but if I sit and think about it long enough, I'm going to say, oh, I should have said that, or oh, I should have said that. I'll go back and be like, oh, if they come to me again, I'm going to say this, I'm going to say that. So that ain't right. That's just me. That's not walking in the spirit. That's me walking in the flesh. So we do need to, you know, this flesh has to die daily, and we have a choice. Just like Adam and Eve, everybody says the devil tempted them, yes, but there was a choice at that time. They could have chose not to do what they did, but they made a choice at the end of the day, and we all have choices, good or bad, we all have choices at the end of the day, and it just depends on which voice you're going to listen to. Which voice will win? Which side will win, good or evil? So if I can, like Galatians 1:10, it says, now this is Paul, he's writing, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. So we got to come out of how people view us and what people think about us. We can't get caught up in that, and we can't get caught up in wanting to get back at somebody because they said this or they did this. We have to be servants of God, just like we said last week. You have to be a servant of Christ. And people are watching how we respond to situations. So if you're a child of God and you popping off, acting crazy, you know that's not God. That's you all day long. So we do need to be subject to the Spirit of the Lord. And you can't be subject to the Spirit of the Lord if you don't spend time with the Lord, if you don't meditate on His Word, if you don't get in His presence. You cannot, the Spirit won't flow. It's not going to just flow because you say, okay, Spirit, flow, even though you just got done from giving somebody a piece of your mind. It don't work like that. So it's all about choices. Go ahead, husband.
Definitely all about choices, and also it's about letting your flesh die daily. And I'm going to be honest, this week, with every, we have a great week in plan, and I'm definitely referring to that, because with that we have plan, there's also, you have to look at it, you know, there's some things that people you're going to see that you may not like. There's people you're going to, you know, you're just anticipating certain things to go because that's the reputation, that's the norm. And here I am, being honest, so don't get a lot of emails, being honest, to telling me, because I'm saying to myself, if it goes down like this, this is how I'm going to respond. And without even letting the Lord lead or guide me, I've already premeditated my actions. I premeditated my sin because I'm going to do Eric's will instead of the Lord's will. So I was talking to my wife about it earlier. Well, how do I adjust? How do I make that shift? Because it's already premeditated up in the mind. So I'm just going to throw some things out there. I have to surround myself. In order to defeat the flesh, you have to be spiritually sound. You have to be around spiritual people who's going to be speaking word into you, who's going to be giving you what thus says the Lord. And long as I'm around that consistently, my will continue to die. So you have to surround yourself with people who are going to tell you the truth. Best way I can do this is if ever been in a situation, you was with your kids and they may have been little, and a situation may have arose where you had to be calm and cool because you couldn't let your kids see you go off, but in your brain you was going off, and at that time, you're like, I'm going to be cool, keep a smile on your face, and I'll deal with it later. Well, when you have people around you who are spiritual, that's speaking truth into you, it puts that flesh down. You won't be so quick to jump. You won't be so quick to give a piece of your mind because you're being filled up with people around you that's going to keep you spiritually level-headed. But as soon as you get that spirit, as soon as that voice or that communication leaves, you begin to let the flesh rise back up without you even noticing it. And that's when fear wants to rise. So it's very important for me to keep spiritual people who's going to encourage my behavior, that I will recognize I can't be acting crazy around me because I just can't. And does that make sense?
Yeah, I follow you.
I'm not trying, because I'm going through this. I don't want everyone to think that you do A, B, and C, this is what's going to get you over. But I'm just speaking from experience, because I'm going through this. And when I come back, I tell you how I did. I plan on having nothing but a praise report about everything and how everything was a blessing. But right now, I was just wondering, and just in a conversation that we were having, and, you know, here I am premeditating something, and me knowing better, because the Lord can move at any given point in time. And how do I know the Lord ain't setting me up to do ministry? Here I am, I'm already got my mind made up about how I'm going to react. How do I know that the Lord isn't going to use me in a ministering role? That's why it's very important that you got to have people to keep that your spirit, man, alert and alive and ready to move when it's time for that spirit, man, to move, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. With what you're saying, you know, the enemy, he can use people. And it's kind of funny because it's like he knows what's going to work to tap into that point where you could lose it at any time. He knows the button to push. And he can use people to push those buttons. So if you're premeditating a situation and the enemy, just know it may present itself just because you're premeditating your response. So you have to let the Lord do what he's going to do. And like you said, this could be a time for you to minister. So we should always be ready at any given point because we don't know. The devil comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. John 10:10 tells us that. So he is coming, and that's another voice whether it's it could be a loved one that he uses. It could be somebody on your job. It could be a stranger. It doesn't even matter. He can use whoever he wants at any given time to just get on your nerves. It could be the dog barking like crazy, and you're like, what is wrong with you? It could be anything. So we just got to pray and keep our eyes open, be alert, be watchful of the tricks of the enemy, because he is sneaky, and he wants to destroy your life, your family's life. He wants to kill your joy. He wants to do all of that. So we do have to let the Spirit lead us. And like you said, it's it's about the people you surround yourself with as well. But sometimes even the people that surround yourself with, you may not be able to get to that person. That maybe they may not answer the phone. You have to be able to do some of those instant replays in your mind about get you a scripture, pull it out. If you feel that you're going to be facing something, get that scripture, meditate on it, get it in your spirit. So if something does arrive, you will have that scripture to keep playing. I like to sing songs. So a lot of the times I'm singing a song because I'm like, Lord, keep me together because, I don't want to go off on anybody. So I'll sing in my head. My husband don't want to hear me singing out loud. So
no.
I'll sing.
Say that again.
Yeah. I said, you don't want to hear me singing out loud, so I'll sing in my head. But, got to find what works for you in a situation to make sure that you keep objection. So we went over your own voice, other people's voices, and the voice of the enemy. All those voices play a factor on what voice you're going to listen to today. Go ahead, husband.
No, and this we have to make sure. And I'm just giving you the weaknesses, but we have to, me as an individual, have to make sure that when you're planning something or you're going out or you're getting ready for anything, that we have to be prayed up. And if you're prayed up, that's arising your spiritual man to be alive too. Even though I may want to do A, B, and C because I'm praying up, the Lord sometimes will take over if you're having that conversation with him. I've already been having a conversation with him all day. Lord, please don't let this. Even though in my brain I premeditated it, but now spiritually I'm speaking things. Lord, lead me, guide me. If things do go to the left, Lord, let me be a tool that your light can shine. I have to start speaking these things to myself because I can't depend on brother, sister all around me to keep me lifted up.
Amen.
That's just not realistically can happen. So because I'm saying this on a Monday, now by this weekend, I should be built up. I should be. Now that we're going to try and air. I'm going to speak positive that I have a positive. It may not even happen. But because of my thought process, and I know that the devil do come kill, steal, and destroy, it's important for us, A, to keep that communication with him, have that prayer with him on a daily basis, pretty much all day, every day. We need to have that. And I'm going to give you something. I'm going to try it this week. I said it before. And when I do it, it normally works pretty good. And I normally come back and be like, wow, the Lord was really with me during that situation because I should have went the way I wanted to, but the Lord took me a different direction. That's if you just take 10 minutes, I'm going to take that back. It's not even 10 minutes. If you just take 60 seconds at some point every hour and just say, thank the Lord, every hour for 60 seconds to keep that communication going, you will have your spiritual man on alert. And sometimes your spiritual man can go to sleep. Sometimes we can get caught up at work. We get caught up in our work conversation. Spiritual man then went to sleep, and you're not ready to respond. And it takes a minute. And sometimes you could lose it just that quick. And we all have done that before. We said something, or acted a certain way, made a certain look, and it wasn't a Christian way of doing things because we were so caught up in this world, in worldly affairs, whether it's work or just dealing with what it was. But if we can just take every hour, just take 60 seconds and say, thank you, Lord, it keeps him conversation. And long as you keep that conversation, when crises arise, I think we'll make better decisions moving forward instead of falling short, or instead of giving people a piece of our mind, or instead of just when something is a pet peeve of yours and going blowing up. I have to do that. I have to do that in my own home, because if you don't do that, you allow things to build up, and then you explode, and then people be like, thought you were saved. But if you keep that communication going on, no, I'm just saying, if you keep that communication with the Lord, even though it may bother you, you may deal with it in a spiritual way instead of handling it in a natural way. Because, again, the flesh is with you 24/7, 7 days a week, 24 hours. It's hard to make your flesh die on a daily basis. It's hard. It is hard. But the Lord is with us, and we serve a jealous God. And if you put it like that, and you have to be, I have to defeat the flesh. Tomorrow, I'm ready to defeat the flesh, because tomorrow's going to be a new day. And I'm going to wake up with a different attitude than I had today. Today, I was lining people up. I can't wait to Thursday to get here. I'm going to give people a piece of my mind. Let them go to the left, just a little bit. But see, now today I have to get that under suggestion. Tomorrow I got to wake up with a new attitude, a new approach. I got to wake up praising and thanking the Lord for what he's done and how he's done it. And if the situation should go either or, the Lord will make me, because I'm the light, I have to be that light in that dark space. So I have to do it the way he would want me to do it. So then instead of making a choice of doing what my friends say, doing what maybe my wife say, I'm going to do what the Lord tells me to do, so I can be, that's who I'm trying to please at the end of the day. And I know my wife wants me to act right, but at the end of the day, I got to listen to what the Lord tells me to do. And when you're listening to the Lord, it always comes out better anyway. And people say, well, how did you do that? You must really be walking with the Lord. So I'm putting this into practice so everybody know. It's going to be a holiday weekend. My wife's daughter is graduating on Thursday. Her grandmother is here. My mother will be here in a couple of days. My son will be here. We just have a lot of family. I got my brothers coming from North Carolina. They got family from Ohio coming in. So and this is our first time of us doing or hosting something of this magnitude. So everything in the house has to be, the food has to be right. And then you have family members that's coming that you just don't agree with. Because we live separate lifestyles. They think they can just come and drink and smoke. Well, I didn't say they would come in to do that, but my mind is like, I wish they would come up in here and do something like that. See, I'm already preparing myself, and it's not right. That's not right. And as I grow as a Christian, what I'm saying is not right. It hasn't came up yet. I'm looking for it. And when I said it hasn't came up right, they can just come in like any kind of way. But I'm preparing myself if they do, how I'm going to respond, and it's not a godly way. You know, you can do things decent and in order, but I want to get on their level so they understand. You just can't come up in my place and just do, no. And I'm going to let them know, so I can't, I got to do it in a, because they may not even come. They may just have the respect. Well, we know D and K don't do that, so we're not. They may come in humble. And here I am all hostile because the Lord knows what he's doing. And if I don't listen to what the Lord is telling me, this might be an opportunity to minister. But if I have that attitude, ain't no one going to receive anything that I'm going to say, because I'm already looking for something that they haven't even done yet. So it's just very important that as we move on and as the weather get nice and we're, whatever you're doing with your family or your friends or at work, that we have to have a Christ mind and listen to his voice and don't be so quick to judge or listen to everybody else, or premeditate what you're going to do. Because when you do that, you can lose an opportunity to win a soul. You can lose an opportunity to help someone get their deliverance. You can miss an opportunity to give that seed that needs to be planted if we do these type of things. Now, I'm not saying this is for everybody. This may not be for everybody. But for me and mine, this is what we're facing. because there's going to be a lot of devil is mad at us, so he's going to attack us. And my family has to be prepared because of what we're doing. We're going out, thousands and thousands upon thousands of people is getting the word of God. Thousands upon thousands of people is receiving the word of God. They may not get it on Monday. They may get it on Tuesday. If they don't get it on Tuesday, they may get it on Wednesday. If they don't get it on Wednesday, they may get it because we're sacrificing so people all over the world can hear a word of God, be encouraged by the word of God. So the devil is mad. So he's going to attack us any way that he can attack us to make it feel when we come on Monday that we're not worthy enough to do this show. When you got all that hell in your life and you're going to go on the air and talk, that's not the way we look at it. But at the same time, if we're not careful, those thoughts could get in our
brain. It's important to pray that the Lord mutes the voice of the enemy. So we need the enemy's voice to be muted, and we need the Lord to help us hear his voice. That's the goal. Every day, mute the voice of the enemy and help us to hear the voice of the Lord. And out of all the choices, all the voices that we deal with daily, the most important, the one that matters the most is the voice of God. So, you know, the Lord knows the choices that we'll make, and every day we have an opportunity to do his will. So every day you have a choice to either do your own thing, do what other people say, do what the voice of the enemy says, or do what the Lord says. So I pray that you make the choice to do the Lord's will. I know at times we're human. We do slip up. We do, but correct it. Get it right immediately. If you know you said something you shouldn't have said, okay, correct it and keep it moving. Don't let the enemy beat you up about it, like, well, you was wrong for this. Okay, if I was wrong, I apologize, and I'm going to keep it moving. Apologize to the Lord. Apologize to if you offended somebody. Apologize to that person. Keep it moving. Don't let the enemy hold you in that place where you've already asked, you know, I'm going into forgiveness. I don't, for some reason, to keep going into forgiveness. I think we've been dealing with this subject for the last couple of weeks. So it's important to listen to the voice of the Lord. That's the bottom line, not your flesh, but the spirit.
Right, because like I said before, not going in the flesh, but I think this is a good place to wrap things up tonight. Is because, and I'm only speaking of myself, most people got forgiveness down pat to a T. And I just realized a couple weeks ago, I never practiced forgiveness. Because my whole life in church, I know that we were supposed to forgive, but I set up my forgiveness with boundaries. And I think about that, and everyone say, I forgive them, but I can only go so far. And the thing that keeps coming in my brain is, what if Christ would have did that with us? What if Christ forgave the way we forgave? I can only do so far. What I can only do. That's not right. I'm not there yet. I'm going to be first. I'll be the first one to admit, I'm not all the way there. There's certain people I can only deal with a certain amount, but I haven't practiced. So when I'm going to be practicing my forgiveness, I'm also going to be practicing what we talked about today, waking up, giving the Lord 60 seconds of every hour. Just thank you, Lord. I'm not going to make it deep. I'm not going to make it that profound. It's just thanking the Lord right then and there to keep him relevant, keep that spirit man fighting against that flesh. So when I say that, with the forgiveness and everything, to wrap it all up, we have to forgive and keep moving and keep striving for perfection. We're not going to never reach it, but we got to strive for it. We have to strive for it. And that's what I'm trying to do, strive for it. I don't want to be phony. I don't want to be known as a hypocrite. But at the same time, in my mistakes and in my failures, I'm trying to learn to be a better man. Because if I learn to be better for Christ, I'd be a better husband, a better father, a better friend, a better disciple. And people can receive it when you can be straightforward with them with the truth. So with that being said, I just want to thank all those that listened tonight. We want to thank you. I told you we weren't going to be long tonight. Go ahead.
Okay, if I can add in there, you know, we all have situations that we've been through. We have situations that we're going through right now. And, of course, we all have situations that we may face in the future. At the end of the day, you're, like you're saying, every hour, 60 seconds, give the Lord praise. I'm going to say it like this. Every time you think of anything the Lord has brought you out of, every time you accomplish a situation, accomplish a goal, accomplish a dream, made a right choice, made a right decision, every time you do that throughout the day, tell the Lord thank you. And if you just think about the goodness of the Lord, you'll be saying thank you all day. You won't even be able to stop saying thank you. You'll say thank you so much all day, you'll forget about your situation, and you'll let the Spirit continue to flow. Just continue to thank him, because truth be told, we could all be dead right now with the choices that we've made in our life. And it's nothing but the grace of God that we are still here. And I'm talking about things that people don't know about, those secret things, anything. You could have got caught up in a situation, but it's by the grace of God that you're still here. You have something to thank God for, because he is that good. So don't think, oh, the Lord, you know, he's blessing everybody else, but he ain't blessing me. The Lord is blessing you. You woke up this morning, you got breath in your body. Even if you have aches and pains in your body, guess what? You can feel it. Some people can't feel the pain that's going on, and they can have an open wound and wouldn't even know it. So thank God that you can at least feel the pain, and with feeling the pain, you can give him the glory, and you can believe him for the healing. So trust the Lord. I want to close with the scripture, Ephesians 3:20. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Yield to the Spirit of the Lord. Yield to the Spirit of the Lord. Let the Lord use you for his glory. Be willing and obedient. Surrender everything to him, and he's waiting on you. It's your choice. So choose. Choose. Make the choice to be on the Lord's side and on the winning side, which is the Lord's side, the right side. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all have a blessed week. Happy Memorial Day. Honor to, you know, people that have passed, anybody that's going through a situation, have a Memorial Day, and have a great week. And shout out to my baby girl who is graduating on Thursday. I'm so happy for her, and she's overcome a lot, and God is so good and so faithful. And I'm just a happy mom over here. All right, husband, you got it.
Okay. Also, I do want everyone to understand what we're saying. Hopefully you got something out of it. Again, when I say chaos is on the rise, we're getting ready to do some things and go some directions I never thought that the Lord would open doors to go in. And, again, I'm excited about things that we discussed with True TV. So the Lord is doing some great things. I also want to send we have a new show on Wednesday mornings now, part of Chaos, where we're doing a I can't even talk, Vent Break with Vanessa Dion. And it's on Wednesdays mornings at 8 a.m. And I really, really appreciate if everyone, even the people over in London and Germany and Nassau, well, not so much Nassau, but, well, yeah, Nassau, you got to get up early at 8, at 1 and 2 o'clock in the afternoon over in Germany and London. It just started last week, and it's called Vent Break, and it's going to be an inspirational word. It's not going to be long. Just get up, listen, get your word on. It's positive. From the Word of God, a young lady did a tremendous job. I had almost 500 listeners last Wednesday that really enjoyed just calling in, listening to a quick, you know, some people need coffee to pick up them up, all this. Well, this is the middle of the week, middle of the hump day. This inspirational word is new to Chaos. It will be on again Wednesday morning. at 8 a.m., Vent Break. Same station, same phone number, 8 a.m. So please, if you're not doing nothing, for all those who's listening, we had almost 500 listeners on last week at 8 a.m. in the morning, Eastern time. My goal is 1,000 for this Wednesday, and I don't normally do numbers because people tend to think that you'd be successful by the more numbers you have, but long as the word is being taught and long as the word is going out, that's being successful in my book. So with that, on Wednesday at 8 a.m., listen for Vent Break. Also, tomorrow night, Tuesday night Bible study, Tabernacle, 7 p.m. Thursday night, well, Wednesday morning, we have Vent Break at 8 a.m. Thursday night at 7 p.m., we have Omar Zachary Family Ministry at 7 p.m. And then on Sunday morning, we have Praise Tabernacle Church with Bishop Omar Zachary, our bishop, at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. So with that being said, we're going to be out of here. I'm going to have my wife close us out, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. We'll be back in 2 weeks. But we'll be back again. I'll be back tomorrow for Bible study, Praise Tabernacle. D&K will be back in June. So with that being said, we are out. Hopefully you was blessed. Hopefully you got something and you learned something. And with that, we're going to close out with prayer. Go ahead, wife. You can take us home.
All right. And before I do prayer, I want to actually give out our email. It's ptcforchrist@gmail.com. That's P like praise, C like tabernacle, C like Christ, F-O-R-E, Christ. @gmail.com. So ptcforchrist@gmail.com. Send your prayers, send your praise requests, I'm sorry, your prayer requests and your praise reports to that email address. All right, Father God, we come to you this evening, first of all, just wanting to ask for forgiveness for anything that we've done, said, in thought or deed throughout this day. We ask that you continue to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit. We ask that you continue to let your will be done in our lives. Remove us and increase your spirit within us daily. We ask that you just continue to watch over our church family, watch over our family, our friends, our associates, everyone that we come in contact with. We pray that we are being a light that shows your lightness and not us. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Have a blessed week, everybody.